Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has made two major announcements regarding his administration. He says he's nominating William Barr to replace Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Barr served as AG under former President George H.W. Bush. The president has also nominated State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert to replace Nikki Haley as American ambassador to the United Nations. The Taliban has killed at least 14 Afghan soldiers and taken more than 20 others hostage in a western Afghan province which borders Iran. Separately, a counter-Taliban airstrike in a province killed at least 7 Afghan security forces. The latest violence coincided with a Taliban statement defending and boasting about its 5-year Islamist rule in Afghanistan, which was ended 17 years ago by a U.S.-led military invasion. A spokesman for the Herat government told VOA insurgents stormed and captured the Afghan National Army base manned by the soldiers in the district. The recent arrest of a top executive in Canada has put a spotlight on the Chinese telecommunications giant. Hawaii is also a target of U.S. security agencies. It's denied its products pose any risk. Canada arrested the CFO, Meng Wanzhou, who faces possible extradition to the United States.
The bigger debate going on in Canada is whether Canada should join 3 of the so-called Five Eyes, which are Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States, in avoiding using the Chinese tech company in terms of building out this new technology. The Americans have been the most suspicious, and in fact, a letter received from 2 American senators has gained a fair bit of traction in Canada.
That is University of Toronto scholar Nelson Wiseman on the general view some nations have had. This is VOA News. The search and rescue ship Aquarius, which has helped about 30,000 migrants avoid death in the Mediterranean, is now suspending its operation. The humanitarian group and others say European governments have forced them to end the rescue runs. The Aquarius has been docked in France since early October, after Panama revoked its registration at the behest of the right-wing anti-immigration Italian government. The ship has been rescuing migrants, trying to make the dangerous crossing from Libya to Europe in inadequate rafts and dinghies. Yemen's warring sides agreed to free thousands of prisoners in what a UN mediator called a hopeful start to the first peace talks in years to end a war that has pushed millions of people on the verge of starvation. Reuters' Emily Wither.
Just getting the two sides to the table was a milestone, but they also agreed to free thousands of prisoners in what the UN mediator described as a hopeful start.
This is a huge tribute to those here present, and of enormous importance to the many, many thousands of families who seek the return to them of those currently lost to them.
Yemen's war has pushed millions of people to the brink of starvation and killed tens of thousands.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is stepping down after 18 years as a party leader of the center-right Christian Democratic Union. In her farewell speech at the CDU Congress Friday in Hamburg, she thanked her staff and said the party is never just one person by him or herself, but always all members together. She reminded her fellow party members that experience has shown how much strength and momentum they can develop. During her half-hour speech, she received several long-standing ovations. Some delegates held a placard saying, "Thank you, boss." Merkel announced in October she would not run for re-election as the party chairperson. Former U.S. FBI Director James Comey is being questioned today behind closed doors by House Republicans who allege there was bias in some key investigations. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Some GOP lawmakers are accusing the Justice Department of being biased against Donald Trump when it launched an investigation into his campaign ties with Russia, while clearing Democrat Hillary Clinton of her handling of sensitive emails. James Comey was in charge of both investigations. He was fired by President Trump. Comey fought against a subpoena to appear today, predicting committee leaders might leak out selective details. But they've struck a deal that allows him to speak publicly after he's questioned in private. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.